warning signs of mental health deterioration. Key takeaways: mental health deterioration rarely happens suddenly. It builds gradually through recognizable emotional, behavioral, and physical changes. Early identification of warning signs of mental health deterioration is directly linked to better outcomes, shorter recovery periods, and fewer hospital admissions. Families, carers, and support professionals each play a different but equally important role in spotting and responding to signs of change. Emotional warning signs include persistent low mood, increased irritability, and rising anxiety. Behavioral warning signs include social withdrawal, loss of interest in activities, and breakdown in daily routines. Physical symptoms often appear before emotional changes become obvious. Why recognizing early warning signs matters. Recognizing early warning signs of mental health deterioration allows for timely, proportionate support before a person reaches a point of crisis. Mental health crises are among the most common drivers of emergency hospital admissions across the UK. In many cases, the crisis had been building over time, with signs that either went unnoticed or were not acted upon quickly enough. The importance of early intervention is well documented across most evidence-based approaches in mental health care. Acting early is consistently linked to better outcomes, shorter recovery periods, and a reduced need for emergency or inpatient admission. What's more, it also reduces the pressure on acute mental health services, which remain stretched across many parts of the country. Beyond the clinical outcomes, early intervention protects relationships, maintains daily routines, reduces the likelihood of setbacks compounding over time. The role of families, carers, and professionals. Families, carers, and support professionals each bring a different perspective, and together they form the most reliable network for identifying early signs of deterioration. Families and close friends often notice changes first. They see the person across different settings and day-to-day contexts, making them well-placed to pick up on subtle shifts in mood or behavior that may not be apparent in a clinical appointment. Support workers and carers who work directly with people in supported living, community care, or specialist mental health settings develop a detailed knowledge of each person's baseline, which makes them particularly alert to deviations from it. Mental health professionals bring additional clinical expertise, the ability to assess whether observed changes are clinically significant and to adjust care plans accordingly. When these groups communicate regularly and openly, the chances of catching deterioration early increase substantially. What supports this in practice? Shared care plans that clearly document a person's known signs of deterioration and agreed responses open escalation pathways so that support workers feel confident raising concerns without hesitation. Regular review meetings that bring families, carers, and clinical leads together a culture of trust where observations from non-clinical staff are taken seriously alongside professional assessments. What is mental health deterioration? Mental health deterioration refers to a gradual or sudden worsening of a person's mental state, affecting how they think, feel, and manage daily life. It is not a mental health disorder or a formal diagnosis in itself, but a process of change that warrants a considered response. Deterioration can affect anyone living with mental health challenges, and it can also occur in people who have not previously experienced significant mental health issues. It may be triggered by a life event, such as bereavement, a change in living arrangements, a loss of routine, or it may emerge without a clear external cause. What distinguishes deterioration from an ordinary difficult period is that the changes are more persistent, more pronounced, or more out of character than what is typical for that person. Their mental well-being and their ability to manage emotions, relationships, and everyday tasks are consistently affected over time. Recognizing this distinction helps carers and professionals respond with appropriate care, rather than minimizing what they are observing or attributing it to mood or personality. Emotional warning signs. Emotional changes are often the earliest indicators that a person's mental health is beginning to shift. They can be easy to overlook, particularly when the person themselves is not yet able to name what they are experiencing. But they are the first place that mental health concerns become visible to those around them. Persistent low mood or sadness. A person experiencing mental health challenges may show a low mood that persists for days or weeks rather than passing within a few hours. This goes beyond ordinary sadness. It is a pervasive flatness or heaviness that the person cannot easily dismiss, and which begins to affect how they engage with people and activities around them. They may appear tearful, express feelings of hopelessness or low self-esteem, or seem emotionally flat and unresponsive to things they usually respond to. For carers and support workers, the key indicator is whether this low mood is becoming more consistent over time, and whether is struggling to find moments of relief or enjoyment in things that previously gave them pleasure. Increased irritability or anger. Increased irritability, especially when it is out of character, can be an early warning sign of mental health deterioration that is frequently misread as a behavioral issue rather than a sign of distress. A person who becomes easily frustrated, short-tempered, or prone to emotional outbursts may be struggling to regulate emotions that feel overwhelming or out of control. This is particularly common in mental disorders such as depression, bipolar disorder, and anxiety disorder, where irritability is a recognized symptom that does not always receive the same clinical attention as low mood or sadness. Rather than treating increased irritability as a conduct concern, carers and professionals should consider whether it reflects an underlying shift in the person's mental state that warrants a closer look. Anxiety and excessive worry. A rise in anxiety, manifesting as persistent worry, restlessness, difficulty concentrating, or physical tension, can signal that a person's mental health is under strain. Where anxiety disorder is already part of a person's condition, a noticeable increase in its frequency or intensity warrants attention. The person may begin to avoid situations they previously managed, express fears that feel disproportionate to the circumstances, or become unusually preoccupied with specific concerns. In some cases, anxiety escalates gradually over several weeks, making it harder to identify the point at which it has become clinically significant. Carers who track mood and behavior over time are better placed to distinguish a temporary period of worry from a meaningful change in a person's anxiety levels, behavioral warning signs. Changes in behavior are among the most observable signs of mental health challenges and are often what prompts families and support workers to seek help. Behavioral shifts frequently reflect a person's attempt to manage distress by withdrawing, reducing demands on themselves, or disengaging from parts of life that feel too difficult. Social withdrawal and isolation. One of the most consistent warning signs of mental health issues is a withdrawal from social contact. A reduction in engagement with friends, family members, colleagues, or community activities. A person who previously enjoyed social interaction may begin making excuses to stay home, stop responding to calls or messages, or become noticeably quieter and more reluctant to engage with those around them. Social withdrawal can deepen deterioration. Isolation reduces access to informal emotional support, removes the natural structure that social contact provides, increases the risk of low mood becoming more entrenched. For carers and support workers, the key is noticing a shift towards increasing withdrawal over time, rather than treating any single episode of wanting space as a warning sign in itself. Loss of interest in daily activities. A marked loss of interest in activities that the person previously found enjoyable or meaningful is a significant warning sign of mental health challenges. This may appear as giving up hobbies, stopping activities that formed part of their weekly routine, including regular physical activity they previously enjoyed, or expressing indifference towards things they used to discuss with engagement and enthusiasm. Known clinically as anhedonia, this loss of interest is closely associated with depression and related mental health disorders. It is worth distinguishing this from ordinary fluctuations in motivation. A person experiencing deterioration will typically show a more sustained and wide-ranging loss of interest, affecting multiple areas of their life rather than one specific activity or period. Changes in routine or functioning. A person's daily routine, including how they manage personal hygiene, meals, timekeeping, and household tasks, often reflects the state of their mental health. When those routines begin to break down, it may indicate that the person is struggling to manage the demands of everyday life. In some cases, mental health challenges lead people towards substance abuse, including alcohol or recreational drugs, which can further destabilize their functioning and make underlying mental health issues significantly harder to address. This might show as neglecting personal care and hygiene, or appearing noticeably less attentive to their appearance, missing meals, abandoning healthy eating habits, or showing significant changes in appetite, arriving late for appointments or missing them altogether, letting household tasks accumulate to a degree that is out of character, struggling to complete familiar tasks that previously felt straightforward. These changes are not character failings. They reflect the cognitive and emotional burden that deteriorating mental health places on everyday functioning. Support workers and carers familiar with a person's normal level of functioning are well positioned to notice when that functioning begins to slip. Physical warning signs. Mental and physical health are closely connected, and physical signs of change often accompany or precede a shift in a person's mental state. These can be easier to observe, particularly in care settings, making them an important part of early identification. Changes in sleep patterns. Sleep disturbance is one of the most commonly reported early warning signs of mental health challenges. A person may begin sleeping significantly more or less than usual, struggle to fall asleep or stay asleep through the night, wake very early and be unable to return to sleep, or describe their sleep as unrefreshing, regardless of how many hours they get. Poor sleep affects mood, cognitive function, and emotional regulation, meaning that sleep disturbance can both signal deterioration and worsen it. Carers working overnight or early morning shifts are particularly well placed to observe changes in a person's sleep, and these observations should be documented consistently and shared with the wider care team as part of routine monitoring. Low energy or fatigue. Persistent fatigue or a noticeable drop in energy levels, going beyond ordinary tiredness, can signal that a person's mental health is under pressure. Physical symptoms such as stomach aches, headaches, and persistent muscle tension can also emerge during periods of deterioration, as the body responds to prolonged emotional stress. Here we are talking about a person who appears consistently exhausted, moves slowly, lacks the motivation to carry out even simple tasks, describes themselves as feeling physically heavy and drained. This type of fatigue doesn't resolve with rest as ordinary tiredness does. And it can make it harder for the person to engage with care, therapy, or social contact that supports their recovery. Physical health causes should always be considered and ruled out, but where no clear physical explanation is present, persistent fatigue and physical discomfort should be taken seriously as potential indicators of mental health change, responding to early warning signs and long-term support. When early warning signs are identified, the priority is to respond in a measured, person-centered way that acknowledges what the person is experiencing without unnecessarily escalating distress. The right response will depend on the setting, the person, and the nature of the changes observed, but in all cases it begins with open communication. Check in with the person directly, using open and non-judgmental language. Ask how they have been feeling, whether anything has changed recently, and whether there is anything they feel would help them right now. Many people are aware that something has shifted in how they are feeling, even if they have not been able to name it or ask for support. A friend or family member can be a valuable first point of contact for someone who is not yet ready to engage with formal services, and carers should consider who in a person's network might be well placed to make that initial connection. Creating space for that kind of conversation should be made without pressure or assumptions. Where a person lacks capacity or is not able to communicate their distress clearly, observations from carers and support workers become central to informing the clinical picture and shaping the response. In a care setting, changes in a person's presentation should be documented clearly and communicated to their relevant clinical lead or care coordinator without delay. A person's care plan may include a crisis plan or a set of agreed-upon steps for responding to mental health challenges. These should be followed consistently and reviewed regularly as the person's needs evolve. Where substance abuse is also part of the picture, this should be documented and flagged to the clinical team properly, as it can significantly affect a person's mental state and their response to support. The Mental Health Services Administration plays a key role here, by ensuring that referrals, review and care plan updates are processed without unnecessary delay. Longer-term support may involve adjustment to the care package to increase the level of frequency of support, re-engagement with community mental health teams where contact has reduced or lapsed, medication reviews where changes in presentation may signal a need for clinical reassessment, access to mental health resources, psychological therapies, or structured community activities that support recovery, regular communication with family members and informal carers so that everyone involved is working from the same information. The aim is to help them stabilize, rebuild confidence, and build on their existing strengths. Mental health recovery is not a linear process, and setbacks are a recognized part of it. Building a consistent, trusting relationship over time, one where the person feels safe to share when things are harder, is one of the most protective factors available and one of the most meaningful contributions that long-term support workers and carers can make. Mental health support during transitions with Nurseline Healthcare. At Nurseline Healthcare, we provide specialist mental health support that extends across the full range of a person's needs, including those moments when mental health concerns begin to emerge, or existing mental health challenges show signs of returning. Our teams are trained to recognize early warning signs of deterioration and to act in a timely, person-centered way that reflects each individual's care plan, personal history, and specific triggers. We work with people across community settings, supported living environments, and during transitions between services. Whether someone is moving from an inpatient setting into community living, adjusting to a new care arrangement, or managing a period of increased stress, our support workers and nursing staff are equipped to notice change, communicate it clearly, and work alongside families, carers, and clinical teams to provide a multidisciplinary response. Find out more about how Nurseline Healthcare supports people experiencing mental health difficulties. Get in touch with our team today.